Congo's new national army is supposed to draw from tens of thousands of gunmen who fought in various factions during the country's five-year war. The force remains chaotic, untrained, and poorly paid. But in an attempt to improve the army and pacify the lawless East, UN peacekeepers are providing food, water, and transport as the forces conduct joint operations. But a mutiny by a group of government soldiers who fled the front line and returned to their bases mid-battle underlines the fragility of the military just months before historic elections are due to be held. UN officials say the troops, who had been fighting alongside the peacekeepers, threatened their superiors at the headquarters and looted part of the UN base they were operating from. The situation later appeared to have calmed down, but when UN and Congolese generals tried to land by helicopter at the base in Ituri, in Congo's wild northeast, the aircraft apparently came under fire by the mutineers. A UN spokesman later said it could not be confirmed the mutineers were responsible. But the joint operation against militia fighters has been suspended until discipline is restored to the ranks of the Congolese fighters. Numerous armed groups continue to operate in Congo's lawless east, where the war officially ended 3 years ago. The fighters make vast tracts of mineral-rich land ungovernable and too dangerous for aid workers to access, leaving hundreds of thousands without access to the most basic healthcare. Congo's last war is believed to have killed 4 million people, mostly from hunger and disease, leading many to dub it the worst humanitarian crisis since the Second World War. David Lewis for VOA News, Kinshasa.